Hey everyone, I am back. I apologize for the delay. I've been reading, and this next part of Hell Hunter is really annoying. I haven't wanted to do it, but I'm going to give it a shot. So let's go ahead and launch the game. I'm going to be picking up from where I left off last time, so trying to fight the Kraken. So here we go. I'm going to launch the program. And we will get
Hell,
back
new load.
into this. So,
You have reached speedboat to the outside.
Let's go back out here and see if we can fight this thing. Now I've been
you
told.
You have reached to the ghost ship to insult to the.
I've been told that what I need to do. And this game is way too loud.
Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move towards the cannons that point towards the...
Now...
You have reached main ghost skeleton corpses.
I've been told that I need to, attack rather quickly. Let me actually, do something real quick here. I'm gonna turn down the volume
cannons.
Just a little bit on my mixer, or the computer sound, because it was a bit too high, so hopefully... This makes it a bit easier to hear.
Cannonball cannon.
So I've been told that you're supposed to hit this thing like 10 times and then dodge it, so let's see if we can do that.
Alien positions himself next to one of the last two free cannons starts to...
Blah, blah, blah.
The battle begins. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end.
Let's try this again.
Press the left arrow to load the last save. You have reached to the speed. Save it to the outside.
I hate this. This is irritating as hell.
You have reached speed. Life. A crew member to the ghost ship.
Let's go back here.
Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move towards the cannons that... You have reached main skeleton cannons. Alien position. The battle begins. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last save. You have reached to the outside.
I hate this. This is where this game gets annoying.
You have reached to the ghost ship to inside. To the ghost.
It only gets worse from here. This is a damn shame because I really do like this game.
Alien
but.
Returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move towards the...
Let's see.
You have reached... Go to below deck. Metzgel cannons. Alien... The battle begins.
Check.
has no...
Come on, really?
Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last save. You have reached. Speed to the outside. Save to the...
Come on.
You have reached. Speed to the ghost ship.
Blah, blah, blah.
Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move toward... You have reached... Gutmaint's Galakad. Alien... The battle begins. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last. You have reached. Speed to the out. Saving to weapon to the out.
I've been hitting it like crazy, but it's not going down. I don't
have
enough.
Reach to speed light to the ghost ship.
I don't have enough blood vials. How many shots does it take to kill this thing?
Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move toward... You have
when I played this on iOS, I think I remember hitting it like two or three times.
Alien positions it. The battle begins.
And
the battle ends. Alien makes a perfect dodge. The tentacle lands on the main deck.
See, but
that blow causes a terrible noise.
See, but if I do
Alien
that...
Alien grows pale. That was the keel. Press the left arrow to load the last
save. I don't understand.
You have reached the speed set to the outside. You have reached... Speed to the ghost.
I don't understand why this thing doesn't go down, especially if you're whacking it with like
Alien returns
20
to the
cannonballs.
The crew quickly move towards the cannons that point towards the Kraken.
Yeah.
You have reached Goat Main's cannons. Alien. The battle. Thank you. has no more blood.
Damn it, Jack.
Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached
this.
Speed saving to the outside. Weapons to the outside. You have reached speedboat to the ghost ship.
See, this is when this game stops being fun and just gets irritating.
Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move. You have reached ghost main skipcasts. Alien. The battle begins. Alien is defeated.
Oh, come on!
Seems like this is the end. Press the left arrow to load the last saved. You have reached to the outs. Saving to weapon to the outs.
You know what?
You have reached speedboat. Out to the ghost. Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move towards the... You have reached ghost main cannons. Alien position. The battle begins. Alien is defeated. Seems like this is the end.
You know, I'm getting ready.
Press the left arrow to load the last save.
I'm getting ready to
You have reached speedboat to the outside.
Who the hell's using a freaking weed whacker outside?
Weapon to the... You have reached speedboat outside. To the ghost ship to inside. To the ghost...
I'm getting ready to just rage quit this because... This is bullshit.
Alien returns to the ghost ship. The crew quickly move to... You have reached ghost to below deck. Main Maskella cannon. Alien position. The battle begins.
Please tell me
the battle ends.
Okay, good.
Alien gains 1,000. Experience points. Press control to continue.
Okay, good. So, that's how you do it. You just have to beat the living shit out of it.
Suddenly, the Kraken lets go of the ship and it starts moving. There's a problem. The speedboat is still stuck. If the ship departs, they won't be able to escape anymore with the speedboat. So Elian decides to go to the bow and stop the ship using the anchor. The crew will try to keep the Kraken busy in the meantime.
Okay, so...
Skeleton, main matter below to the bow.
Let's go here.
You have reached Ghost Ship, bow. To the main figurehead, anchor.
Oh, wait, what is... Uh-oh. Like, locked up on me. Unless it's supposed to do that.
Speech, you're top. Start, held 100 feet high moment.
Oh,
Elian doesn't waste a second and uses all his strength to drag the anchor and toss it into the sea. It worked! The anchor sank into the sea, and now the ship stops moving. The others are doing well. Even the speedboat is free, and the crew is going aboard. Now Elian should do the same. Or so he thinks, at least. Right after the first step toward the main deck, the Kraken swings a tentacle outside the view of Elian, and since he let his guard down for a moment, he barely notices the threat coming and gets hit. The blow makes him fall straight into the sea. A few seconds later, he loses consciousness. When Elian opens his eyes, he's still dazed. His sight is blurry. The sound of the waves, the sand on his face. And then a female figure in the distance that gets closer to him. Elian is exhausted and faints again. Meanwhile, how much time has passed? Elian wakes up, but he can't move, except his head. He's strapped to an electric chair. He quickly needs to figure out where he is and what's happening.
Okay.
You have reached Hidden Cave, Torture Chamber.
Yeah, okay, this is where the game just gets stupid. So you have to go through these torture sequences, and then there's a ridiculous maze.
Saving point.
All right, so let's save the game.
You saved the game.
That's important, right?
Needles.
So we have some things here to examine.
Tub, electric chair, door, lever, saving point.
And that is not a weed whacker. It sounds like something else, but I do apologize for that. That's nothing I can do.
Needles.
All right, so let's take a look at this stuff here.
On a chair, there are many metal needles. They are about 15 centimeters long. Tub. It contains some water. There's a sponge inside. Electric chair. It looks like a custom model. Since there are no wires, the battery must be included. Elian is restricted and his limbs are blocked. He can only actually move his head. A few moments later, the door opens. A woman enters the chamber. It must be the same that Elian saw before fainting the second time. She's tall, beautiful. Her long scarlet hair sways with each step. Her blue eyes stand out due to the contrast with her hair. She gets close and leans toward Elian. Then she slowly makes a big smile and shows her teeth on purpose. There's no doubt. She's a vampire. His reaction is not the one she expected, so she tells him that she's surprised, as it looks like Elian has already seen a vampire. She introduces herself. She is Deus and asks his name, but Elian won't answer her question. He wants to know why she restrained him and where they are. Deus starts to laugh and tells Elian that where they are is not important. Why she's doing this, you will know that very, very soon. Deus adds that if he's shy and doesn't want to say his name, that's no problem. They will have a lot of time to get to know each other better. But the time to chat is over, and as Elian tries to reply, she immediately applies to his mouth a wooden bite with leather, which laces up behind his neck. Elian gets angry, but he can only moan. Words won't come out. A sick smile comes across her face. Now it's time to start. Deus explains what she's going to do and describes the properties of the electric chair. The voltage is regulated in a way so it's not deadly, as she wants to play with Elian. Now she finally activates the electricity.
Oh, shit.
Elian starts to spasm as if he's having convulsions and screams like hell. Elian will have to resist the torture. He cannot attack Deus or drink blood vials, so he must focus on his defense. Get ready for a harsh trial.
All right, so there's a fight. All right, so I'm going to dodge that. I was on the left, so I went right. Right again. Yeah, I have no idea what they're doing outside, but I do apologize if it's too loud. Didn't think I'd have this problem. So we're just going to dodge this here. These sequences take way too long.
More than 75% life points.
So, there we go. Not sure what the hell she's using. So the means that you've dodged. If he screams, that means that you got hit. And as he said, you can't use blood vials. You just have to focus on dodging. I'm not really sure what the point of this torture is. It was never really explained. But, I'm sure we'll just have to keep going here. And, yeah, so. And if you think this is bad, just wait. It gets worse. At least this is much easier to do on my... Yeah, at least it's much easier to do on my computer than it was in iOS, so there is that. Come on. Come on. These are way too long. And I've got like two or three more after this one. It's ridiculous. Actually, I may break this into even more parts because the next part is going to be ridiculous. So I think that's what I'll do once I hit the maze. I'll break this into another part just to keep it from going on too long. Oh, crap. The good news is after each of these, you do have the opportunity to heal and save the game, which is nice. Are we done yet?
Press control to continue.
Yes, we are. All right, so let's get some more of the story.
Many hours later, when the electric chair is turned off, the torture finally ends. But that's not how the torture has continued in the meantime. With her long leather gloves, which are part of her dress, she slowly removes the metal needles which were embedded between his fingers and nails. The blood keeps coming out as he suffers tremendously. Elian clearly sees Deus chuckling and licking her red lips tastefully during the process. In the end, she meticulously cleans the needles. Then she gently caresses his hair while she compliments him for resisting, and finally removes from Elian's mouth the bite, which is covered in drool. He doesn't even have the strength to say something. Before leaving, she wishes sweet dreams to Elian. They will play again tomorrow. Then she closes the door. Now he's alone in the room.
All right, so, if I hit the right arrow.
Tub, ceiling, needle, wall, saving point. You saved the game.
There's some new stuff to examine.
Lever, door. There's a closed door on the other side of the chamber. It looks quite heavy, and it's made of metal. Lever. Elian wonders what that lever does, but judging from the tools inside the chamber, it probably can't be a good thing.
I've got a good idea of what that does.
Saving. Leave. Door. Electric chair. It has been a very long day. His trousers are wet. Although Elian just wants to sleep as soon as possible, he must look around in search of information on this place and plan an escape. Tub. If Elian thought for a moment that after all he could bear the electricity somehow, then he had to change his mind when she wet him with the sponge.
Yeah, she's sick. I'm not sure what the hell the point of this is, but she's a monster.
Ceiling. Unlike the ground, which is polished, the ceiling is clearly one of a natural cave. Needles. When the needles came into play, he never felt such intense pain before. He also fainted many times, but Deus definitely was not in a hurry. The worst part was when she turned the electric chair on again, while the metal needles were still embedded in his body. He doesn't want to remember that. He can't even close his hands. Walls. Elian looks around. The walls don't have an opening, not even a small window. He's not able to determine whether it's day or night. Saving point. You saved the game. Lever.
I think if I examine the door again.
Door. There's a closed door on the...
Nope, wait.
Electric tub. If Elian thought for a moment... Ceiling. On second glance, he notices that on the ceiling, there's some hook fixed to it. Needles. Ceiling. On second tub. If Elian... Needle. When the needles came into... Walls. This place is probably isolated and far from civilization. Saving point. You saved the game. Lever. Elian wonders what... Door. There's a closed door. Electric chair. Elian collapses into a long sleep. Or so he thinks. Because he suddenly gets woken up by a tub of water. Deus returned. He doesn't know how much he slept, but since she had time to change the tools in the room, his sleep must have been really deep. Even the electric chair has been removed. Instead, his body lies on the floor and is restricted by chains fixed on the wall nearby. She actually even took his shirt and jacket. She greets Elian and asks for forgiveness as she made him wait so long. Deus was enchanted while staring at the wounds she caused him yesterday. But what surprised her the most was how fast they regenerated. She tells Elian that he is clearly not a human, but Deus has never heard of him among the vampires. She kneels before him and softly puts her hands on his cheeks, and with the right thumb she lifts his upper lip. His teeth confirm that Elian is not a vampire. Deus asks him if he's a Dampier. Elian won't answer, but she smiles and chuckles as if she knew the answer already. With an impulse of anger, he tries to bite her hand and to grab her with his hands. But the chains won't allow that. Deus swiftly dodges the bite, and, without changing her expression, she punches his face. The impact smashes him violently against the wall. Even though she's a vampire, Elian didn't expect such a strength. She must be a high-born vampire. There's a chance that actually she wouldn't even need to block his movements to prevail against Elian. Still, he doesn't understand why she's living here. Vampires are used to luxurious manors or castles. But it looks like she lives in a cave instead. There's one more thing that she wants to know. The scar, the one on his chest caused by Dracula. Her fingers slowly slip along the scar, and she can't help but comment how perfect that cut is. Not only that, she can even see Elian's captured essence of Dampier. Deus also says that even his true name has been stolen. Without any doubt, she can tell for sure that this is Dracula's doing. Deus says that Dracula surely knows how to play with his friends, but she likes a more direct approach. Anyway, she's disappointed that Dracula arrived before her. So she will start with Elian's back. He wants to know more about what she just said, but Deus interrupts him, telling that if he must bark that much, then he should do it while wearing a collar. So she applies a red collar on his neck against his will. Then finally she puts an eye mask on him. With his ears, Elian can hear Deus going out of the room, and some minutes later returning. He can smell the scent of candles and something that makes him turn pale. Boiling oil. Deus is amused as she watches his reaction and gets close to Elian to make him smell the tools that will be used today better. She touches her lips to his left ear and whispers that now they will have a lot of fun. Without sight, her voice seems even deeper than usual. And so Deus starts. The boiling wax is poured on Elian's back. It's time to resist another torture.
All right, so same deal. Okay. Here we go.
...100% life points.
Joy, oh joy, oh joy. I think there's one more after this, maybe two more. Just bear with me. Bear with me while we get this done here. And actually, maybe after this I'll just... What the hell? Oh, jeez. Is that water? Oh, crap. Yeah, I think maybe after this I'll take another break because I really don't want to deal with this stupid maze right now. I really, 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 really don't. La la la, la la la. This is stupid and boring. Of course, the maze is even worse. I think she's pouring oil on you and water? I don't know. Of course, what's bad, I'm kind of giving this away, but I might as well jabber while I have to do this stupidity. What's kind of bad is later on, it seems like he develops, what is that called? Stockholm Syndrome. Which I'm not sure why he gets Stockholm Syndrome, but this game is just weird. You know, I like it for a lot of things. The combat is not one of them. This part of the story is not one of them. But I thought it was a decent enough game to go through. So we'll just keep on. Oh, crap. I missed that one.
More than 75% life points.
Come on. La 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 la, come on. Are we done yet?
Press control to continue.
All right, that's phase two done.
Many hours later, the room smells of burnt hair and skin. Deus kisses him on the head and bestows more compliments on Elian. She removes the eye mask, but not the collar. She asks him to wait a bit. She has a prize for Elian. Saying that, Deus exits the chamber and returns later with some cooked rice and water. But they are served inside a couple of bowls. That's too much. She leans and pets Elian while smiling and tells him to eat everything. Then she goes outside, leaving the door ajar.
Alright, so we have more things to examine here.
Open door. Bowls. Check. Open door. Lever. Saving point. You saved the game. Candles. On the tray there were candles, but not even an ounce of wax has been spared. Ice. Inside the bucket there's still some ice. It has been applied on Elian's back after the torture, but it was just a mere palliative. Oil. That small pot was filled with boiling oil. When Deus poured it on his back, the wax melted like ice, and the skin burnt as if it was lava. Horrendous burns cover the whole surface. Even if tomorrow they will disappear like nothing happened.
That's insane.
Bowls. The rice really looks delicious. The scent. But Elian's pride cannot allow him to eat like a dog. So this is actually torture in disguise. Chains. Elian must find some useful information before sleeping. Open door. Deus left the door ajar. Maybe to make the burnt smell go away. But this is a chance for Elian. He closes his eyes and focuses on the smell that comes from the outside. There's a strange scent. It's like the scent of some chemical. Elian thinks that it means there's a lab or something behind that door.
All right.
Lever. Elian wonders what that lever does. But judging from the tools in... Saving.
Blah.
You saved the game.
Let's go through this stuff
candles.
Again.
On the tray there were candles. Ice. Inside the box. Oil. That small pot. Bowls. Elian wants to verify something. He gets close to the bowl with the rice inside and smells it. The salt scent is very intense. That can't be some cheap salt bought somewhere. It resembles the smell of the sea. That rice must be cooked with actual rock salt, which must be nearby. Although Elian won't eat like a dog, he's behaving like one of them to gather some clues. How humiliating. Chains. Elian will sleep on the floor, and since his back hurts too much, he will have to stay in a prone position, like a dog. This time Elian wakes up on his own, but the first thing he sees are the blue eyes of Deus, which were staring at him for a long time while sitting in a chair. She wishes him good morning and asks him if he slept well. He ignores the question, but can't help noticing that this time Deus has moved him to a different position of the room while sleeping. Now he's standing while bound to a wooden cross structure. His limbs are all tied to the four corners of the structure. Elian shouts at her and wants to know just what the hell she wants to know from him, and to stop playing around. A grin appears on her face. Actually, she really doesn't want to know anything from him. There's no purpose in all of this. Deus is doing this for her own pleasure. Actually, she says, while she suddenly puts in Elian's mouth a metallic sphere with holes and buckles up the leather strap connected to it. There's something that she has always desired from him. A taste of his blood. Elian's blood chills hearing that. But he can't do anything. Deus slowly gets closer with her usual sick smile, actually even more sick, and gently hugs him. Her right arm encircles his back. Her left hand slowly slips from his left shoulder to the neck, and finally onto his hair. And lastly, she sinks her teeth between Elian's left shoulder and neck. Elian's blood keeps being drained, and he loses strength as well. That moment never seems to end. Deus is literally in ecstasy. She even lets a moan escape. Then Deus goes back. She's a bit embarrassed about her reaction. Deus says that she has never tasted such delicious blood. Then she quickly returns to normal. Now that she has satisfied her curiosity, Deus is ready to start.
Oh, shit.
But before that, she injects something into Elian with a syringe. Then she turns around and leans to get something from the chair. A whip. Once again, Elian has to resist the daily torture.
Here we go again. This is ridiculous. Problem too is it's getting faster, which makes it harder to dodge. I think there's one more after this.
Press control to continue.
All right.
It lasts for many hours, but at a certain point, Dea stops. She wants to punish Elian for not having eaten the rice, but, according to what she says, today she went easy on him, since she drank more blood from him than expected. She gets a sponge and washes Elian's upper body of all the blood that drips from the countless wounds she has caused, and doesn't miss the chance to compliment him. Finally, Deus removes the restraint from Elian's mouth and leaves him alone.
All right.
Door, wooden crop, lever, saving. You saved the game. Salt. When she started to apply the salt to the wounds, she really enjoyed Elian's grimaces of pain. Whip. The one used today. She definitely knows how to use a whip. Syringe. There's a syringe on the table. Its contents have been completely injected into Elian's body. Bowls. The bowls are out of Elian's reach. It's not like he wanted to eat. Still, his stomach growls tell another story. Wooden cross structure. Elian noticed that something's wrong. He's not recovering as usual. He must figure out the reason. Door. The door is closed. Lever. Elian wonders what... Saving point. You saved the game. Salt. When she started to apply the whip, the one used to... Syringe. That syringe. Before starting, she injected something into Elian. From that moment, his regeneration stopped working. Could it be a drug? Bowls. The bowls are out of Elian's... The bowls are out of Elian's reach. It's not like...
Oh, I've already heard that.
Wooden cross. Sleeping while standing will be awful. But not until Elian will understand why his regeneration is not working. Door. The door is closed. Lever. Saw. Whip. Syringe. Anyway, Elian doesn't feel like he's under the effect of some substance. Anyway, bowls. Wooden sleeping while standing. Bowl. The bowls are out of Elian. Syringe. Whip. Would she really use a drug? Elian, looking at the whip, thinks of Deus. He saw her face. Her eyes sparkle when she inflicts pain on him. Her expression. Doing that kind of stuff gives her pleasure. A pleasure that Elian would dare to define... sexual. She's sadistic without any doubt. With drugs, she wouldn't achieve the same results she obtains with constriction. And if his perception would be hindered or altered, this whole thing wouldn't even make sense. For her, at least. It must be something else. Elian will try to figure it out next time. It's time to sleep.
All right.
But wooden cross struck. Despite the position, Elian tries to get some sleep. He wakes up. He didn't sleep well, and the wounds are still visible. Deus is always there. The tools are already changed, and Elian has been placed elsewhere, again near to the bowls, but restrained with wooden shackles, which are very uncomfortable. This time Deus doesn't waste time, and already has a syringe in her hand. Elian focuses on it. It really looks like water. He tries to smell the scent. It's a familiar scent. It's holy water. That's ridiculous. But Deus knows what she's doing. Even if Dampiers don't feel any pain from it, their powers are weakened. If directly injected, their powers are blocked. Then she picks a case. She kneels next to Elian and opens the case in front of him. It's full of metal tools with various kinds of shapes. He barely knows half of them. but he knows that they are used for torture. Deus smiles at him and asks Elian which one he likes the most. She picks some of them and turns towards him. The torture is going to start. Prepare to resist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the last one. Oop. That sounds like a rapper. That sounds like someone, like, crumpling a wrapper from something. Yeah, I don't... Some of the sounds in this game are just weird. I don't understand. I definitely think that could be a much better sound. La 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 la. Come on. This be very stupid. And that's why you gotta really pay attention.
More than 75% life points.
Come on. At least I haven't gotten the low health warning. Come on. Are we done yet? Come on. Nope, we're not. Okay. Oh, hell.
He has no more blood vials.
Oh, come on.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. You have reached Hidden Cave. Torture chain. Saving. Salt. Whip. Syringe. Bowls. That's syringe. Anyway. Whip. Would she really? Wooden cross. Despite the
Okay. I gotta redo this. This is not fun. This is irritating. But you know what? I'm not gonna cut any of this out. Because you need to know how irritating this game is. Or how irritating it can be. we'll just go through here.
10:27 a.m.
10:27. All right, we're doing okay on time. 10:27 a.m. is when I'm recording this. What is today?
Sunday. Sunday, February 13th.
February 13th. February 13th, 2022. Just for those that are curious, and hey, you know, maybe one day I'll look back on this in 20 years and be like, whoa, it was that long ago? Kind of crazy how these things work out. Done yet? This is very stupid.
Less than 75% life points.
Excuse me. Yeah, this is definitely being broken up into multiple parts. Yeah. Because there's no way I'm doing the maze after this. I'm taking a break after this. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved. You have leave hidden door.
Okay, you know what? No. I'm done for right now.
You like game battle. Game progression 70%.
We are almost done with the game, though.
Alert, quit game. Exit game.
Yeah, that's gonna do it for me for right now.
Audacity.
This is driving me crazy. yeah, you guys take care.